It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The book is now in the stores, but Sarah Palin's Going Rogue made the bestseller list even before it was released, even before she kicked off her high-profile book tour with an interview on Oprah, all of which has people wondering how Palin will use her celebrity. Here's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.
Never before has a former vice presidential candidate, and a losing one at that, generated this kind of attention. The media just can't get enough of Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin rolls out her new book.
Now the latest on Sarah Palin.
New questions about Palin's future.
Please welcome Sarah Palin.
Palin is still controversial, charismatic, polarizing, and fascinating. And although it's clear she has a bright future ahead of her on the talk show circuit, she's coy about whether she'll run for president. On Oprah, she said she wasn't retreating, just reloading.
Does that mean you're reloading for 2012?
I'm concentrating on 2010 and making sure that we have issues tackled as Americans to make sure that we're
would
on the right road.
Would you even tell me if you were thinking about it?
No, I wouldn't. Not on its own.
In the meantime, says conservative blogger Ed Morrissey, Palin is a hero to the Tea Party base of the GOP.
She will play a tremendous role as an activist in the conservative movement in getting people out and drawing people who see her as someone very much like themselves, not somebody from elite, not somebody from academia, but somebody who's, you know, a suburban mom coming out of that same mold.
And if she does decide to run again, says former McCain strategist John Weaver,
she has some luxury that a lot of candidates who are thinking about running, you know, don't have, and she has 100% name ID.
But that name recognition is a mixed bag because so much of the public views her negatively. According to an ABC Washington Post poll, 60% of Americans think Palin is not qualified to be president. More than 50% say they would never vote for her. Of course, inside the Republican primary electorate, and particularly in caucus states like Iowa, her support is much stronger. But despite the enthusiasm for Palin at the grassroots of the Republican Party, it's very hard to find any Republican strategists who believe she will run again. Here's former Republican Congressman Vin Weber.
She's got a very loyal and large base of voters around the country that listen to what she says and that she can harness for various causes. But in terms of setting herself up to actually run for president and be the leader of the Republican Party, I don't think she's really doing that.
And John Weaver, whose work for the McCain campaign ended before Palin was picked, says he doesn't see signs that she's laying the groundwork for a White House bid.
Had she really wanted to become president or play in the party for the long term, she would have set about repairing the image that came about from the 2008 campaign and doing so in a way that allowed her to become fully informed about national security and foreign policy issues as well as economic issues. And there's no evidence that she's pursued that path whatsoever.
Palin still has about 2 years to figure this out. In the meantime, Ed Morrissey believes she's right to focus on electing Republicans in 2010, endorsing candidates, raising money, and energizing the base. It will give Palin a big platform and a way to showcase her clout inside the Republican Party.
What it'll be telling for Sarah Palin is what kind of impact that she's going to have on the midterm elections, you know, where she's helpful, where she's not helpful. And I think that'll give us all a much better idea of where Sarah Palin can go in 2012 or in 2016 or in 2020.
2020? Why not? Sarah Palin is only in her mid-40s, so she has lots of time to decide if she wants to be a political candidate or a political celebrity. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.